Our first mural is going to focus on four Syracuse notables who have made an impact on social justice, racial reckoning, and gender equity and female empowerment. And they're all from Syracuse. They're all basketball players. We know this is a basketball town. This has been a basketball town since the 1940s when the Syracuse Nationals started to play here. They won their world championship, our city's only professional sports championship, two blocks away at the War Memorial in 1955. But what's significant about that, beyond sports, is that two of the guys on that team were really social justice champions. Earl Lloyd was the first African-American player in the NBA in the 1950s, and he went on to become the first African-American champion in the NBA when the Syracuse Nationals defeated the Fort Wayne Pistons in seven games at the War Memorial, on Easter Sunday, no less. And his teammate, Dal Shays, is one of the top 50 NBA players of all time. And in the 40s and 50s, when they were playing, I mean, obviously, that was a period of Jim Crow segregation. It was also a period of great anti-Semitism after World War II. Dal faced a lot of anti-Semitic epithets and threats and violence and confrontations in arenas around the league where they played. But those,
very different world then.
It was a very, well maybe not so different, you know? I mean, we're seeing renewed misogyny now. I mean, this has been one of the most divisive times in the nation's history that I can remember since the 60s. And the division and the polarization is pretty complete at every level. So there has been renewed anti-Semitism. There is renewed racism. But there's also renewed awareness. And in conjunction with that social justice movement that's been happening over the last several years, we've also seen a proliferation of street art around the country. So this is really art, I think, that's timely, topical, relevant, and reflects the times we're in.
The rest of the mural here would feature whom?
Well, in addition to Dal Shays and the great Earl Lloyd, the first African-American men's scholarship basketball player at Syracuse University hails from Syracuse. His name is Manny Breland. He was also the city's first African-American high school principal and first African-American science teacher. So Manny clearly deserves to be on this mural because he broke the color barrier for SU men's sports. And, in basketball. And a tremendous individual, a great human being. And what he accomplished from 1953 to 1957 is unimaginable. He took us to our first NCAA tournament with an 18-7 record, and he did that after he beat tuberculosis. So Manny is not only a survivor, Manny is a civil rights champion, a very humble guy who decided to stay in the community afterwards rather than playing pro basketball, and he became an educator. And in addition to Manny, Dalph, and Earl, we have the great Breanna Stewart, arguably the greatest basketball player to ever come out of Syracuse, New York. Breanna's a two-time WNBA champion with the Seattle Storm. She's the two-time finals MVP. She was a four-time NCAA collegiate champion and four-time finals MVP, New York State high school champion. She's also a survivor, and she's been very active with the Breonna Taylor Black Lives Movement and Black Lives Matter movement, and she's really taken a very public stance for equal pay for women in sports as well as for the Black Lives Matter movement. So Breanna is a social justice champion and a great champion on and off the court.
So if this project goes well, what do you hope it expands to? What could you envision it being, you know, incrementally or step by step?
I think the possibilities for this are endless, and I think they're limitless. I really do think it's unlimited. I really think that there's a possibility we'll see a lot of giant murals downtown, hopefully honoring Syracuse heroes, because while that's not new to the rest of the country, I mean, if you go to Philadelphia, you'll see John Coltrane. If you go to Chicago, you see Muddy Waters. If you go to Los Angeles, you'll see everybody from Kobe Bryant to Marlon Brando, you know. But we have a lot of great people in Syracuse. We have a great story to tell, and I think murals are a great way to tell that story. And I think if our fundraising campaign goes successfully, and it's gotten off to a great start in the last couple of weeks, But I think if it goes successfully, once we get this mural up, I think other building owners will want to do something with their buildings. And hopefully the money will start to flow and we'll be able to fund additional murals.